Mine with Moose Girl and Grimnir every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. Yeah, folks, it is that time once again, Thursday evening here. Oh, boy, April 22nd, 2021. This is episode 8 of the Free Your Mind show with myself, Grimnir, and the lovely, wonderful, mighty Moose Girl. And today's episode is entitled, Police Brutality is Standard Operating Procedure. So, yeah, apparently it is. Anyway, before we get going, let me just talk about YouTube for a moment or three.
Okay.
Because on Sunday evening, Hal Anthony posts up his video, his show from that day, and it goes to various places. First, it goes up to Real Liberty Media, and then it goes up over on Spreaker and on BitChute, but it also goes to YouTube. And as soon as his video was posted, I get an email from YouTube saying, "Oh, we think your video has some medical misinformation in it," which if you listened to Hal's show last week, you know that there was really very little medical talk at all. Anyway, so they allow you to what they call an appeal. So the next morning I got up, Monday morning, and I got up there, and I bring up my browser, and I say, "Oh yeah, they did this thing. It's a community strike. You're not gonna be able to post videos for X amount of time, and if you get another one in X amount of time, they will just shut your ass down." And there's a little appeal button, so I press the appeal button, and they wanted to know what's your reason why you don't think that your video violates their community standards of medical misinformation. And my response in total was, "There is no misinformation in this video." And that was it. And so I sent the appeal.
Okay.
And then the next morning, Tuesday morning, I get up, check my email, and there's a thing saying, "Oh, we decided you're right. You don't, there's no misinformation in this video." I was like, okay, so you just kind of like screwed us over for a day and threatened us and made us feel like second-class citizens because for whatever reason you decided there was some medical misinformation, probably done through an automated bot, you know,
right,
through an algorithm or something like that, which didn't really make any sense at all. If you look at the title of his video, it was called "The Dark Side of Darkness," which has nothing to do with medical anything whatsoever.
No.
And maybe some of his tags did, but, you know, nothing. And the crap they let out.
They didn't actually listen to it.
No, of course not.
They went by the keywords in his description of it or whatever.
Yeah, and for them to go and come back the next day and say that we've decided there isn't any misinformation, I seriously doubt somebody sat there and listened for 2 hours to Hal's show and just determined, all right, he didn't say anything that would be considered medical misinformation. Because if they had, they probably would say, "Oh, no, that's definitely medical misinformation according to the CDC or the WHO or Fauci or whatever." So I don't know how they go back and determine that there wasn't any or how they originally determined there was some. But either way, I am not going to be posting any more of the Real Liberty Media videos up over on YouTube. We have BitChute, and BitChute is wonderful. And there are other places other video places we could post up to, should we desire to. I know Cowboy Tech's been talking about one of them. I forget the name.
Odyssey.
Yeah, something else. I forget which
Odyssey.
One was. Now, Hal will probably continue to post over there on the YouTube, because I think his is automated, the way he's got his set up.
Okay.
Which I cut everybody else I set up. I take off that YouTube and automation. No, it's a video site, Redneck. Oh, by the way, if you're not over here on RealLibertyMedia.com or RLMRadio.xyz in the chat room, come on over and jump on in. We got all kinds of people over here chatting. Well, we got all kinds of people over here. we got some chatting, I guess. So, so yeah, come on over. There's Cowboy Tech now. Maybe he knows the whatever site he was talking about. He came on today and he said that you could stream live there now. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it might be something good. He said now there's live streaming and chat there on whatever site that was that I forget the name of.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's that. I just wanted to mention that because we've been on YouTube for a long time. Rumble. Yep. Rumble. That's the site he was
Rumble.
Talking about.
Okay.
So I'll have to check out Rumble and see what they're about. To me, it reminds me of, you know, like a Rumble seat in the back of an old car.
Yeah.
So I'll have to go over there and look at it and try and get it set up. All right. Or, you know, decide if I want to get it set up there. Anyway, so that's cool. What else? RLM News. I think that's all. Well, not something that anybody else would recognize or notice, but over on the actual physical reallibertymedia.com website, there was an update to one of the primary plugins that we use to put up the podcasts, which is called Blueberry, spelt a little different. But anyway, it said it is fixing a network issue, which I really seriously hope it does, and I'll know after the show when I go to post the blog, because I've had some problems with that Blueberry plugin over recent weeks, which I didn't even really think about, but it was probably since they released the last update. So hopefully this new update will fix that that little issue I've been having. So keep your fingers crossed for me.
Okay.
Oh God. Yeah. Anyway, subject matter of the show here. Police brutality is standard operating procedure.
Yeah.
Have at it, Moose. Let me bounce off of you.
Okay. Where should I start with this? It's such a hot topic right now, but I'll do my best and not get pissed off. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, so we did that show Freakers Ball for 13 years, and I've said this before, but we could have had one topic and one topic only for 13 years every Friday, for 3 hours.
Right. Well, 2 hours, because we had music in there, but.
Oh, yeah. 2 hours. Total talking time, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And police brutality could have been our only subject for 13 years, because every day you hear about something. That a cop killed somebody or whatever, right?
Right, they beat the crap. I've seen it personally, but they just beat the crap out of people for no reason whatsoever, other than the person was there and they were there, and they were just looking for somebody to beat up.
Yeah, well, part of the problem is they've been able to get away with so much and not be punished, no accountability at all.
Right.
If they, you know, and why is that? Because, you know, people are asking that, you know, it's about time. I mean, these are the same issues we've been dealing with for a long time.
Right. Well, you know, it got to such a point that they even passed laws pretty much everywhere in the United States that said the cops cannot be held accountable. You cannot sue a cop for doing bad things to you. Or for stealing your stuff or killing you. You know, if they kill your, not you, of course, if they killed you, you wouldn't have much say. But, you know, your family or whoever could not sue the cops, and they can't be held up for prosecution or anything. Now, here in New Mexico, that's called qualified immunity. But here in New Mexico, just recently, a couple weeks ago, they got rid of that. It's gone. It's finished. No more qualified immunity for the cops. And of course, immediately when that happens, what you see go on around the state that you're in, whatever state it happens to be, is cops quit en masse. Not all right. not all of them, but a lot of them. They just up and quit because
I swear, yeah, because a lot of them take the job so they can be that way to people.
Right, yeah, you know, like they were like...
They're sadistic. They're freaking sadistic.
You know, maybe they were bullied as a kid, now they want to bully other people, or...
Right.
Maybe they just don't,
It gives them a feeling of power,
yeah, maybe they are racist against certain people. The people that
is a lot of times that's the case.
The people that I always saw it happen to was younger people, people under 18, because they know nobody was going to believe them. And of course they do it to other people that they figure nobody will care about, like street people or hookers.
Or homeless people.
Yeah, that's what I meant, street people.
Street
people. Homeless,
right,
yeah. But those kind of people that they figure, I could beat the crap out of this, or drug dealers.
Who cares about them anyway,
right?
Right,
exactly, and that's the thing. So
They were given way too much power, dude.
Oh, yeah, well,
they're given way too much power with that costume and that badge.
And in 99% of the cases, they still have way too much power.
Right.
At least here in the United States.
All over the world, too. They're cops are bad worldwide.
Well, they are bad worldwide, but I don't think they have that kind of power worldwide. I think they have repercussions in certain places. Talking to Cirque a lot about Denmark and the way things run over there. They don't seem to have this problem over there. Now, I don't know if it's that way through all of the Germanic countries, or I'm pretty sure it is that way in all of the crown countries, which would be England, all of the UK, Australia, Canada, New Zealand. I think in all of the primarily English-speaking countries, I do believe it is that way. That cops are just handed unlimited power, carte blanche, do whatever the hell you please to anybody.
And it's been going on my whole life.
I started
We're talking 60 years.
You know, I started seeing...
And longer. I mean, I'm naive to think that this is a new thing, because it is not.
No, I saw it as a little kid, 7, 8 years old, and I saw it as a little older kid when I was like 14, 15, going to the, the underage rock clubs,
And you're supposed to, when you're a kid, I remember, in grade school, they always teach you cops are your friend.
Oh, yeah, friendly neighborhood.
You respect the cop, they're there to help you.
Sure, they programmed a lot of that into you with the television, like the Leave It to Beaver, the cop was always a good, friendly neighborhood guy, helping people out.
Right.
Or Andy Griffith's show.
He's
just a good old boy, going around town, he don't bother nobody. Of course, Barney, he would have been a tyrant. If he had the chance, but he only had
to been accidentally killing people because he couldn't handle a gun.
But he only had the one bullet, so
Right, but that wasn't even loaded. It was in his pocket.
In his pocket. every time he put it in his gun, he'd shoot himself in the foot.
Right. And that's kind of funny, But seriously, we talked about this last week a little bit too. Is that they purposely will not hire you if you have too high of an IQ.
Oh, absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Right. And that's concerning.
A bunch of dumb
people or not very bright people running around out there with dangerous weapons that they don't know. They have a taser and a gun. Oh, I don't know the difference between the two. Well, if you're a 26-year-old veteran cop, you better damn well know the difference between the two things.
Let me just say this before we go on here.
Yeah.
Beetle, quit telling people to identify when they come in. Come on, man.
I mean, you guys are trying to, complain because there's not enough chatters.
Anyway.
I mean, you get people come in here that are new and then, okay, have at it.
Anyway, that's all. I just want to say that. Sorry about interrupting you there. Go on.
No, that's okay. They hire people a lot of the cops are ex-military or they're people that were bullied in schools. They're on a power trip. They like feeling that, being in that position of power.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not very bright on top of it. So
right.
It's just not, it doesn't make for good policing. If you're going to have police, you know, don't train them to do the things that they do. Like
right.
Shooting someone 40 times. Kneeing on someone's neck for almost 10 minutes. For
right.
9.5 minutes.
Right.
And saying, oh, that didn't kill him.
Yeah, yeah. You just cut somebody's ear off for 10 minutes. Tell me what happens.
Right. I mean,
oh, yeah, you remember,
their tactics are fucked up, okay? Their tactics are militarized. And we've seen that happening progressively throughout the decades.
Sure.
And their tactics just are, they're inhumane.
Right, right.
I mean, rubber bullet, these non-lethal weapons that they call them, they are not non-lethal. They are deadly.
Oh, they certainly can
right?
be. Yeah, I mean, they're not they're not as deadly as an uncoated bullet, but they're still very
right.
deadly. They
rubber
still,
bullet, yeah. It's a mellow bullet coated in rubber, hard
right.
rubber, like a hockey puck.
Right.
Rubber,
so
yeah.
They can
and
kill you.
And it can break bones. It can break eye sockets. A guy, you can lose an eye. You can die from these rubber bullets, okay?
Right.
And the non-lethal, even a taser, if they do it long enough, that'll kill you too.
Oh, sure, sure.
And the other problem is when someone is having a mental health crisis,
right?
A mental health breakdown or whatever, people call 911 thinking they're going to get some medical assistance. No.
Right.
Cops show up.
Exactly.
And they don't even attempt to talk people down because they're not trained to do that.
Yeah.
They're not trained to deal with mental health crises.
They are not.
And if you want, we've said this before on our show, don't call 911 on a loved one.
No.
Because they could possibly very easily end up dead.
Very easily.
Because if they're having some mental health breakdown or crisis or something, I think we did a story one time on Freakers about this parents that called for their 19-year-old, 20-year-old son, and he had like a paring knife or a screwdriver or something, right?
Right.
And they called because he was having a mental health crisis. They were expecting medical people to show up. No, cops show up, and the kid ends up dead.
Right.
Because he had a weapon.
Yeah, well, anything's a weapon to them because...
Right, right. Even a gaming controller.
A spatula.
Right. Oh, that's a weapon. I better kill this person.
Right.
And like, you know, my life was threatened.
Yeah. There was a story a few years back, maybe 5 years ago now, in mm-hmm. Albuquerque. There was a guy, he had, you know, some mental learning.
The homeless guy?
No, not that. That,
oh, okay.
that was
yeah,
a whole different
okay.
situation.
Okay.
He's in his house, and it was there, I think, with his sister, and she called the cops because he was freaking out, or she called 911. And the cops show up, they see the guy with a spatula,
right.
and they tell him to drop the spatula, and he didn't drop it, and they killed him. They just killed him right
if
there.
If you don't,
right
if you do not comply with what they tell you to do, they'll shoot you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For not doing what they tell you to do.
Exactly.
I mean, and okay, normal procedure, and people can say, oh, that was staged, it was this, it was that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Normal procedure on a counterfeit 20 should not end up as a person dead. Okay.
No.
Normal procedure, or I mean, okay, you can, the kid in Brooklyn Center, 20-year-old, that they just killed last week.
Yeah.
Even a day ago.
Right.
Or a couple days, whatever it was. At first they tried to say it was because he had expired tabs, but when he called his mom from the car on the phone because they asked him for insurance information, he told her, they pulled me over because I have air fresheners hanging from my rearview mirror. Okay? And that might sound insane, but that is actually something they can pull you over for in certain states.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
And that's why me, being somewhat of a hippie, I've known for a long time not to hang anything from my rearview mirror because same reason. I don't want to deal with the motherfucking cops.
Right.
I don't want to give them any reason to pull my ass over.
Well, you know, they don't need a reason.
I know that, but...
Because they can say, this person was driving too slow, was suspicious. This person was driving too fast, so they're you know, breaking the law. Or this person was driving exactly at the speed limit, no variance. So that's suspicious because they were doing exactly as they're supposed to do. They don't need a reason. Or they could just say, we saw you, you know, weave or cut into the next lane. Or,
right.
Or you were looking in your glove box or whatever. They'll just make up a reason. They don't need a reason.
And they know that they have you at their mercy, even with this body cam stuff, because they can shut off the body cam.
Oh, very, yeah, they do it all the
time. Do you know how many people, or women mostly, have been raped in the back of a cop car?
I don't,
After they get arrested?
Probably a lot.
You don't want to know. It happens a lot.
Yeah. So.
And because they, same reason, they can get away with it.
You know, there was also, there's been several cases now of, they take somebody and they say, well, we think you might have drugs in your vagina. And they'll pull their pants down on the side of the road.
Right. Hiding drugs up there.
You know, they'll pull their pants down on the side of the road and start feeling around up in there. Put their fingers.
Yeah, tell me that's not sexual assault.
Put their fingers up their
ass.
It
is.
Yep. They do all kinds of stuff.
They do nasty stuff. And then, not only the pigs that you have to deal with on the side of the road, but when they're arresting your ass, and hopefully you survive that, they take you to a nasty place called a county jail. And those people really don't give a fuck about you in those places at all. And they don't care. You can tell them I'm sick. You can look sick and act sick. They'll think you're faking it. They'll say, oh, you're faking it. You just want to get out of here. You know how many people have died in jail?
A lot.
Because of that reason?
Quite a lot.
Yeah. And the whole system is fucked.
It is.
You know, I mean, in Minnesota... They call Minnesota Jim Crow of the North, by the way, which it does fit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's been two cops convicted of murder. One was a black cop that shot that white lady in her pajamas in Minneapolis.
Right.
That he's doing 12 years. He got charged with murder.
Good.
Okay? Two is this Derek Chauvin now.
Okay.
Okay? That's why it's like... Mind blow. It's not really earth shattering, but it's not the norm. Usually these guys get let off.
Exactly. About when you get a big public outcry, then that makes a difference.
Right.
Right.
And now this white cop, female cop, that shot and killed Dante Wright.
Yeah.
She gets charged with manslaughter. How is that different than the black cop killing the white woman? It's not different.
I don't know.
It shouldn't be. It should be. She should have got a murder charge.
Yeah, you would think.
She should get a murder charge. She still could be charged with that.
Right.
So,
yes?
You know, things have to change. Okay. So, I'm lucky. Okay, so to me, it's a police brutality issue. It's not a race issue. But I know that the numbers are disproportionate between white arrest and black arrest, okay? I'm not naive. I know that, okay? At the same time, my kids are white, but I don't want them getting pulled over by a cop either.
Oh, no, of course not.
My kids have an edge because they are white, which is fucked up. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, they really don't. And if you look at the actual numbers, and I've looked through some of them, but
okay.
In a total number scenario, there's a lot more white people that face arrest, abuse, murder by cops than there are anybody else, because there's a lot more white people. But if you do it on a percentage base in a collectivist kind of mindset, where you say it's a higher percentage to the minorities that happens, but it's not a higher overall number.
Right.
Not saying that's you know, whatever that is, but the thing on is it, and again, you have to kind of look at the way people act too out in public. Maybe white people are just better at hiding, you know, the stuff, the bad stuff they're doing.
No, I don't buy that.
Okay.
I know the cops do racial profiling. They always have, especially the Minneapolis cops. They're known for that.
Again,
I grew up in that town. I've known some of these cops. I had to serve them when I worked at a bar. They're assholes.
Oh, okay? Sure they are.
And they're not nice people, and they are racist as fuck.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis, the cops.
Well, probably everywhere.
Well known.
I imagine that's the same everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they do it, dude. I mean, how many white kids did that cop see drive by with air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror?
Yeah.
Before they decided to pull that one over. You know, that's what they do.
Well, they're probably, you know, out there bored, and they're just kind of looking for somebody to screw with, and they say, oh, there's a guy we can screw with right there.
Right. And back in the day, they used to do it like hippies.
Right, sure.
They would get pulled over with Grateful Dead sticker. If they had a Grateful Dead sticker, the cop would be like, oh, they have to have weed in there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, pull that one over.
Yeah.
Or if your car isn't as nice as other people's, right?
Yeah.
They're going to pull over a shittier-looking car as opposed to a nice car.
Yeah, if you're just driving a Volkswagen Beetle, then pull you. Yeah, only hippies drive those. No, I got stopped one time because I had a... this car that I had used to be an old yellow cab.
I've heard you talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, one time, me and a buddy of mine, we drove up to Canada, and we're coming back down the coast, and we're driving through Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
We're in Portland, Oregon, and it's nighttime, and it's raining out there, and I couldn't really see shit. But it was a crappy looking car. It had dents and, you know,
still
had that yellow paint job on it. And, it just a crappy looking car.
Stuck you know. Out.
Obviously a poor person's car.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm driving along and I pull up at the stoplight, and then all of a sudden all these cop cars are all swarmed around me and a bunch.
Oh God.
And then there's like four cops standing right outside my driver's window with guns pointed at my head.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And they said, well, you didn't pull over for like three blocks. There was a cop car behind you with a light on his dash. Apparently one of those little.
Oh, really? Okay.
Lights they throw up on their dash or something. But I never saw him. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever, man. what do you want?
they're
like. Still pointing their guns at me. Well, we got to make sure who you are. You're driving through our town, so I gave them my registration, my license, and they said, "Well, it looks all right." Okay. Well, what are you doing here in our town? I'm just passing through. And they're just like, "All right, well, get out of our town and don't come back here."
Oh my god.
Of course, they can't really tell you that, but
no,
I had no intention on staying in a place where all these frickin' cops come pointing their guns at you for nothing.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't, you know, I was driving like a normal person along with the rest of the traffic on the main road there in Portland. Couldn't even tell you what it was, but I was like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
No kidding. Yeah.
I also got pulled over on the way up to Canada in Oregon
on
one of the back roads, not in, you know, just at one of the back towns.
Right.
For nothing.
This
whatever lonely sheriff on a back road decided to pull over the crappy looking car, makes us take everything out of the trunk.
Oh Jesus!
To make sure we didn't have any of the devil's lettuce in there.
Right.
You know.
God forbid.
And then he's just at the end, all of our shit's all over the fucking road, you know, and he's
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, they do that. They did that to hippies a lot.
Yeah, and of course, yeah, I had long hair. And anyway,
they still do it.
Yeah, and anyway, he's like, well, have a nice day. I'm like, fuck you.
Right. Didn't find shit. Here you go. I fucked up your shit for nothing.
Yeah. It, you know, it probably took a couple took a couple hours off of his shift, so he's ready to go home or something, you know.
Right. What the heck is that?
What? What are you talking about? Hello?
I hear music. I don't know where it's coming from.
It's not coming from me.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't know where she's getting music from. There was another time.
Oh, it was this. I'm sorry. Grandma, I'm back.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, there was another time on this same trip up in Washington, and I'm driving the road from Spokane. No, not Spokane.
Seattle.
To Seattle from... Maybe it was
Spokane.
Yeah, maybe it was from Spokane. Whatever. I'm driving up the road. There's nobody on the road. The road is empty. You can't see anybody miles and miles in either direction.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently I changed lanes at some point.
Okay.
And I didn't use my turn signal because who am I signaling to? There's nobody there. anyway, apparently there was a cop somewhere along the side of the road.
Oh, great.
And he saw me not use my signal. And he comes zooping out there, pulls me over. You didn't use your signal. Okay. And you know, he didn't give me a ticket. None of these people gave me tickets or nothing. They just harassed me and my buddy, whatever, you know, because there we are, we're 17 years old, driving around
right.
in this old crappy car, looking like people that were probably carrying weed. he didn't make
probably.
Whatever. Anyway, he didn't make me take everything out of my truck or nothing.
Oh, good.
But he was just like, make sure you use that signal whether anybody's on the road or not. I'm like,
dude.
I guess that's like wearing a mask in your house. I don't know.
Right. Oh, my God.
But no, I've seen them beat people up for no reason,
yep.
for no reason
yep.
whatsoever.
Yep.
So I mean, I've never been killed by one of them or anything like
well,
that.
Well, obviously.
or shot or had any bones broken or nothing, but
right,
you
right.
know. But just the harassment because of who you are, what you look like,
yep,
or how they think
that.
How they think they could just get away with it.
Right. Well, they can basically.
Well,
for
right.
a long time, they've been able to get away with whatever they do.
Especially back then in the 70s, you know.
We were
prime targets for being youngsters.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't like weed back then.
Oh, no.
Now they're more worried about meth and heroin and crap like that.
Good, let them worry about that.
I mean, this ties into the war on drugs, too.
Oh, okay. Big time.
Yeah, I mean, let's flood poor neighborhoods with crack cocaine.
Sure.
You know, and see what happens.
Or they can just use the idea, oh, we smelt something from this apartment, so we kicked in the door and shot a bunch of people because they
are smoking weed.
No,
oh my
no,
God.
Or just because they were surprised and they didn't immediately bow down and lick our boot, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no-knock warrants they do.
Right, yeah. Or anything.
Which is bull crap.
Even without a warrant, you know, just they could say reasonable suspicion because we smelt
your
something.
Neighbor called. Your neighbor, one of your neighbors called and said, oh, it looks like they're having a party over there. Our music's kind of loud.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Oh, I've had cops come to the door many times for loud music. And not that we didn't have loud music and not that we weren't smoking weed.
Right.
But we were kids, you know, whatever, 17, 18, 19, 20, in that range.
Yeah.
You know, in an apartment building somewhere. And so
right.
Not very smart at that age.
See, and that's another thing. They target younger people, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They still do that.
Oh, and they probably always will. I mean,
and yeah,
that's they're just easy targets,
right? Because they just assume that they don't know their rights, which they don't usually.
Yeah.
Wait,
you saw the movie where the buffalo roam, right?
Probably.
Yeah, Bill Murray, they just harass these kids and they lock them up for like 40 years for having a joint.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's a really, you should watch that movie. That's a.
I will.
It'll piss your ass off, but it's a good
film.
Probably. Oh yeah.
You know that. Oh God, it's just the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it's never ending.
Right. I mean, and these people, if you want to call them that, that decide to choose that profession, even if they go in being a good person and wanting to do the right thing, they get corrupted.
Oh, sure.
Because they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if at first when they're younger and they see their fellow pig there doing something nasty to somebody, they can't really tell them to not do that or to stop doing that, or they can't report them for doing that because they'll be, you know, that'll be the end for them in that thing, and they probably studied a long time to go in there. I don't know what they do. I don't know what the police, how long the police academies are or whatever, but and some of them have to go and get a law degree or some kind of thing like that. So they've spent a long time, a lot of effort getting in there to be that, and they don't just want to blow it by telling on their brother pig. So they let it slide, and then after a while, it just becomes normal to them, and eventually they have to do it too. What was that movie with Denzel? Where Training Day? Remember?
Movie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't just tell on them. You can't, because they will kill you. They will kill you over it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Brother Pig. So, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I know here, once again in New Mexico, as far as the mentally ill go, they are starting a thing where they're not going to send cops out for mental health situations anymore.
Right.
They have a new group.
Yep.
A new group of people. That are going to be doing it, that are trained in dealing with the mentally handicapped, and they won't be armed coming up to help somebody that's got a spatula in their hand.
So
there is some stuff moving a little bit,
right,
a little bit in the right direction on that. Because I mean, you just don't want these armed, jackbooted thugs that are all pumped up on steroids going out there to deal with somebody that's unstable.
Right, because they're unstable themselves.
Right, yeah, well, they're very unstable.
Probably.
Well, they are. They're all on the steroids, you know, which...
A lot of them are,
I don't know if you've seen what happens to people on steroids.
But they get really pissed off.
Yeah, it does not end well.
No, it does not.
And they're probably all pissed off because the steroids shrink their junk.
They don't like that. That's a side effect there.
Yeah.
That alone would keep me from doing it.
Yeah.
I would want, you know, if I was a dude.
Right.
And I think women probably, I don't know what happens to women if they do them, but.
I don't either.
Probably the same thing. I don't know. But,
well, yeah, but whatever. Anyway, so. Wow.
I mean, it's just.
But it is. And so when the cop tells you, chauvinist, tells you that it was his training to kneel on that guy's neck for 10 minutes, I wonder if that's not actually true. Even though in the trial, the pig come out and said, oh, no, that's not. We don't train them to do that.
No, they do train them to do that. My mom's married to a guy that was a cop in L.A. for 25 years, and he was trained to do that back then in the 70s.
So the question there 60s is...
60s and 70s.
Why are they training them to do that? Who's approving this training?
It goes all the way up to the executive branch.
Right, and it depends on where you're at, who's running your cop shop. I know in Albuquerque, it's the mayor, and here in Moriarty, I think they were voted in.
Well, there's city cops, there's state cops.
Yeah, and county.
County, yep.
Yeah, but I think the city of Moriarty police, I think the police chief is voted in. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah, here too, I think.
But I don't think...
Sheriff. The sheriff is voted in here.
Yeah, and I think that might be the same way for the county sheriff, but I think also...
And for the chief of police too, I'm pretty sure.
But I don't know on the state police how they're run, but all of them will claim jurisdiction over Moriarty because it's the city, the county, and the state. So they'll, you know, any one of them can screw with anybody for whatever reason.
Yep, and they will. They do.
There were several years back now, here in my, where I'm living now, I was called in for jury duty one time, and in the trial they tried to put me on was this guy. He had drank a beer with his dinner.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, a cop pulled him over right after he left the restaurant. He said, "Okay, well, you don't, you know, your blood alcohol is like 0.02, something low, you know, very low." Well below the legal limit of drunk driving. But apparently there's a law here in New Mexico which is called impaired to the slightest, which means you could have just washed, you know, used mouthwash and had alcohol on your breath.
Right.
Because of that. And so when they were doing the jury selection thing, I'm up there in the little box, and they're asking, you know, the people, would you have any problem, you know, convicting this person? With over this law. I said, yeah, I would. That's a bad law. And they said, well, it's the law in the books. Yeah, that's fine. It's on the books. What does that mean? That's nothing. Your books are messed up. That's a bad law. And so they threw me out.
Good.
Yeah, I wanted no part of that. Yeah.
No, but, you know, they were talking. I've been hearing things about, you know, Biden's been in politics for 47 years. Kamala put people away for drug offenses, and do you really think they want to do anything?
No, not at all.
They don't, but they have to now because they promised that they would, even though they were lying. Now their feet are to the fire because people are like, "Hey, you said you were going to do something about this."
You know,
people aren't going to take lip service anymore. People are done.
Right.
With this. Not just black people, okay?
No, of course not.
And if you think that way, you're a racist fucking ass.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And something's wrong with you. You're ignorant.
Right, right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So, you know, don't even come around me with your racist shit.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it. I don't play that way. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, white supremacy never went away. Yeah, slavery was ended, but then they did all kinds of crap to that.
Yeah, you're better.
Control laws and all this crap,
yeah,
all right?
You're better because you have a different skin tone.
Yeah,
what?
Whatever. That's ignorance to the fullest.
I mean, last one is asking me here in the chat if New Mexico still has drive-through liquor stores. Yes, they do. And not only that, but they just passed a law during this last legislative session that, which I don't even know why they need a law for it, but whatever. They passed a law that liquor stores can now do home delivery. So you never even have to leave your easy chair to get your new liquor or boozed up. But the reason they gave was because this way people don't have to drive down to whatever liquor store and pick up their booze when they're already drunk.
Great.
So now just bring your booze right to your house.
Wonderful.
Just, yeah. Oh boy. Anyway,
but here they want to do cocktails to go here.
Cocktails to go. That's great.
Yeah, isn't that a good idea? We already have a huge problem with drunk driving here in this state. Let's make it worse. Oh, good idea. Okay.
But they did something else weird, and you could maybe tell me why. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they used to sell, you know, like on an airplane, they'll give you like those little tiny bottles of liquor, or in a hotel room or whatever. Apparently, liquor stores here sold those to people, you know, for cheap. I don't know how much they were. But whatever. So they did a thing where if your liquor store or convenience store or whatever was located within, you know, X, like a quarter mile of a school or whatever, they can't sell those anymore. Which, fine, I guess, you know. I don't know what the problem there was with that. But apparently that's a problem, that people would buy these little bottles of booze and maybe drink them on the road while they're driving. I don't know. So fine, they'll buy a bigger bottle and they'll drink that while they're driving. I don't know. So I mean,
the training that these cops get, it's militaristic. And we did a story on Freakers one time about their gun training, and they actually were using, like, pictures of pregnant women and elderly people.
Oh, yeah.
Kids. Yeah, for their target practice.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, if you're a cop, if someone's running away from you, they are not putting your life in danger. They're running the fuck away from you.
Right.
So why do you need to shoot them in the back?
Never understood it. Never got it.
You know? Yep. I mean, it's bullcrap. Your life isn't in danger if someone's running away from you.
No, it is not.
If they're running toward you with a gun, that's a whole different scenario. If they're running away from you, they're running away from you. You know? Think about it.
Yeah.
I've always known that racism is ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys, people want to make it a race issue, have at it. But it's not, because like Grimm said, the cops will do anything they want to anybody.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
It's not a race issue.
No, it's standard operating procedure. That's
right.
They'll anybody they can get anything on, and they will actively search whatever, if it's a person, if you're in a car, they'll be looking
right.
around the whole time. If they came to your door, they're going to try to get into your house. Never let them in your house. But they'll try and peer through your door and see if they can see something they
right.
can force
through. Right, smell weed.
Well, whatever. They'll just make something up. But they'll try and find a way to get in poke around and try and find something to get you on. They always want to get
right.
everybody. Everybody's a criminal to them.
Anybody that does not comply.
Or you could be totally complying. It don't matter.
Right.
Yeah,
true.
You could be totally complying. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So, yeah, you're best like put an intercom on your door and don't even open the frickin' door.
Well, you know what Russell Mean said.
Yeah, welcome to the reservation.
Exactly. We're all a part of it.
Yeah.
You think you're better because you're this or you're that. You're not.
No.
Not to them. Not
right.
to them.
Right, you know, and the ending of slavery that supposedly happened with the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right. They extended that to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, it was, okay, well, you can't say you own your neighbor anymore, or this guy that lives down the street, or somebody they just brought on a boat. You can't buy a person. But that's all right. You're all going to be slaves to the government from now on. We're taking
right.
individual slave ownership away, and we're making it all under one big umbrella, and we're not going to
yep.
call you slaves, we're going to call you free. You're going to think you're free, because we're telling you you're free, just like we're telling you there's a pandemic.
Right.
so yeah, you're all slaves now. Welcome to the freaking reservation.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys need to see it for what it is. I mean,
I don't know what the answer is, how to change the culture of these cop shops, other than start to prosecute them for everything. Anything they do wrong, prosecute them for it, just as if
right.
they were a lowly scumbag like you or me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if they started doing that, of course, then who's going to do that? Who's going to press the charges? Would you press the charges? Maybe are you allowed to press charges? I know that we've talked about several years ago
mm-hmm.
That if you went in to file a complaint,
mm-hmm.
just a regular old complaint, you didn't like what this cop did, or this cop
right.
did something bad to you. A lot of the places wouldn't even take the complaint. A lot of the cop shops would not even accept a complaint from a citizen. Or they'd say, all right. Well, we don't have any forms. You're going to have
Or we'll take that to the district attorney and let him see if you have a case.
Or no, it'll be handled. No. That'll be handled internally, which means we'll all have a good laugh over your little whiny.
Oh yeah.
Over all the bad stuff this cop did to you. You could file.
And that's the other thing. They investigate themselves.
Right.
That doesn't work, people.
No, obviously.
That does not work.
Obviously.
The government does the same thing.
Sure.
With, like, the 911 commission or in the report.
Right.
They were investigating themselves on that deal. Okay?
Sure.
So, of course, you know.
Well, of course, they never said we're investigating ourselves. They were investigating terrorism.
Right. Terrorists.
Right. But they do. Anytime, the government's suspected, I guess that's the word, of doing something wrong, they will investigate themselves and say, all right, we're good.
These 19 terrorists or whatever the fuck, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. I mean, it's rotten from the top down, not the other way around.
Exactly.
Joe Biden has been in politics and has put some of these cop practices in place.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So has Kamala, whatever the fuck her, you know.
Oh, I saw a picture.
Deal is. Oh, God. She's disgusting.
I saw a picture of her today on Twitter, and I'm not sure what it was. And it was a close-up, and it showed, like, her teeth and her neck. And it was, like, her teeth had all this gunk. I don't know what it was.
Dude.
All this crappy goof stuff. And her neck had these big old scars on it. Going across the whole front. And the person asked, what is this? And it's like, I couldn't tell what she was asking. Is this the teeth you're asking about that had this, like, scum or whatever it was on them? Or was it the neck scars, which made it look like maybe she had her Adam's apple removed?
I've seen people saying that she could be a dude. I don't know. Yeah.
Or maybe
nothing would surprise me. Okay, I know that Michelle is not a woman. That one's obvious. Okay,
it could have just been a bad facelift. Who knows?
Right.
But there was something. It was disgusting. The whole thing was like, ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
she did a lot of bad things to
a lot of people of color.
A lot of black
people too.
Oh yeah. She was like the major enforcer, and she'd cackle about the things. Oh yeah, we did all these bad things.
With this laughing thing. It's like someone asked if she was going to go down the border soon. This is weeks ago, and she's like, oh, she starts laughing. Well, not today. Lady, you're supposed to, that's your job.
Right.
What the fuck?
Well, apparently now she's going down to Central America in June or something like that.
No, I do not think she is hot. No, I do not. Far from hot because of who she is. Dude, it has nothing to do with how she looks.
Yeah. Guatemala. Okay, thank you there, last one.
I
just heard of Central America somewhere.
Gee, that'll help a lot.
Well, she's supposed to go down there and talk to him about stemming the tide of the people trying to come to the U.S.
The governor of Arizona's pissed.
Yeah.
So he called in his National Guard.
Right.
He's done. He's like, if the fucking executive branch isn't going to come down here when Trump appointed this woman as the borders are, and they haven't been here yet, fuck them. I'm calling in my own National Guard.
Right.
Because you know what he said? And he said it yesterday. The Mexican drug cartel is running that southern border right now.
Sure, well, they have been for years.
Right, but they really are right now.
Yeah.
Ever since Biden administration got put in there.
Yeah. I think that was just part of a larger plan. I don't think.
Oh, yeah. It is. I mean.
Nothing to do with.
they made a big deal out of this border issue for a week, and all of a sudden you don't hardly hear anything about it.
No, no, no.
What, did it go away all of a sudden?
No, they're too busy
distracting us with other shit.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. It's unreal. It's just crazy. I mean, this really grim. If you think, I mean, I know we grew up in, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, but this is like the worst decade ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, what else? You know what I mean? It's just with the whole 2020 deal and the COVID crap, I thought I saw it all, but I haven't yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, I don't think so either. I don't think we're even close. We're not even close to seeing the, you know, beginning portions of this tyranny. This is far and wide and global and they want to change things to make everybody listen and obey only to them. Their words matter. Nobody else's words matter.
Right.
And they're fake science. They just believe their fake science and just keep going because this has all been a driver to reduce the population, increase the whole climate change nonsense, so that they can, you know, start really pushing the carbon taxes on people, and control what companies do or don't do, eliminate small business for the most part. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Agenda 2030 is huge.
Let me just touch on this real quick. Oh, sorry, Grim.
Go ahead.
No, Biden's climate plan could limit you to eat just one burger a month, cost $3.5K a year per person in taxes, force you to spend $55K in an electric car, and crush American jobs. And talking about 2030?
Yeah, Agenda 2030.
Joe Biden announced the goal to cut emissions by 2030.
Yeah, it's all in there. It's all the whole thing. It's all spelled out and in there. Anybody can go look it up and read it. they don't hide this stuff, you know.
They don't.
You can look at Agenda 21, and then Agenda 2030 was the modification, further efficacy of that. You could look at it. It's all there. All the stuff you see going on that people are so amazed and shocked by, the information's been out there. They've told you what they're going to do.
They have for a long time.
And they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And then after they tell you what you're going to do, if you say, hey, you guys are going to do this, they'll say, no, we're not. We never said that. But I've got the document right here. Oh, you can't believe that. That may be our words, but don't you believe it for a second. If you actually believe what we said that we're going to do, which we are doing, then you're a conspiracy theorist and you need to be dealt with.
Right. Black mark by your name, Grim.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the social credit system is rolling out big time, too.
Right, right. Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah, we saw it.
Lots to look forward to, huh?
You saw it on Black Mirror, if you ever saw the social credit episodes, Black Mirror.
No, everyone's talking about that lately, though.
Yeah, but you see it going on in China. It's definitely going on over there.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's I got to imagine I'll have a negative social credit score immediately when they roll this thing out because, I'm not.
A lot of people will, Grim. You won't be alone.
No, I won't be alone. Everybody that I follow on Twitter will also be negative social credit.
Right.
All right, folks. Well,
everyone.
We didn't really talk about freeing your mind here today.
No, we didn't.
But, you know, we'll get back to that next week.
Right.
What is today? Thursday?
It's hard to talk about freeing your mind when you're an actual slave. That's how you can free yourself, though, is via your mind, I guess.
I guess anyway. I think Vinny's not going to be on tomorrow or for the next few weeks. On tomorrow, so don't look for him. Well, maybe look for him and see if he's around, but he's probably not. And then on Saturdays, Redneck Dennis at 3 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, you got Blues in the Morning with me at noon Eastern, followed by Hal Anthony at 3 p.m. Eastern, and Gary L. and Gigi's Boo at 5 p.m. Eastern. So Sunday's a big day. Check the schedule on reallibertymedia.com, rlmradio.xyz, for the rest of the shows. if you want to do a show, let me know. There's a form on RLM, reallibertybeauty.com. So
yep.
Just go there and click on the, what is it, RLM info, contact RLM. So if you want to do a show, that's all. I think that's it. You got anything else?
Nope, that should do it.
All right, well, thanks again, everybody. It's been fun.
Not a fun topic, but
it's never a fun topic, but it's an unending one. So,
right, true.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.